The outbreak of the virus in Wuhan, a city that is home to 11 million people, prompted the Chinese government to effectively quarantine the metropolis and much of surrounding Hubei province, barring people from moving around. Until now, the impact on factories was limited by the fact that the outbreak was unfolding during the Lunar New Year, the most important holiday of the year. Many businesses are closed during the holiday, while hundreds of millions of migrant workers return home to their families in the countryside. In a bid to keep people home and halt the spread of the virus, the government extended the holiday through Sunday, adding 3 days. But the fear of the virus is so widespread and intense that many workers are likely to remain away from the factory towns this week. A frightening epidemic coinciding with a major holiday will almost certainly spell a substantial loss of sales for China's tourism and hospitality industries. Hotels and restaurants that would normally be full of revelry are empty. Concerts and sporting events have been canceled. IMAX, the large-screen film company based in Toronto, has postponed the release of 5 films it had intended to showcase in China during the holiday. Even as the holiday officially ends, business is unlikely to return to normal. Many major industrial areas, including Shanghai, Suzhou, and Guangdong province, have lengthened the holiday by at least another week, preventing workers from returning. With flights to China limited and emergency public health restrictions in place, the Chinese operations of multinational companies are likely to be constrained. Major banks, including Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase, are directing that employees who have visited mainland China stay home for 2 weeks. General Motors last year sold more cars in China than in the United States. Its Chinese factories will be closed for at least another week at the request of the government. Ford Motors told managers in China to work from home while its factories remain idled, said a company spokesman. All of this could play havoc with businesses that depend on China for components, from auto factories in the American Midwest and Mexico to apparel plants in Bangladesh and Turkey. If customers cannot buy what they need from China, Chinese factories could, in turn, slash orders for imported machinery, components, and raw material, computer chips from Taiwan and South Korea, copper from Chile and Canada, factory equipment from Germany and Italy. This could potentially disrupt global supply chains, said Rohini Malkani, an economist at DBRS Morningstar, a global credit rating business. It's too early to say how long it's going to last.